Ahead of Timwell Day, the Manx Technology Group fancied the unenviable task of examining every sitting of Parliament currently available online. That's 30 years of debates and more than 62 million words. And in their own words, they did it for a laugh.
Joe Hughes, Chief Executive Officer of Manx Technology Group. We spoke to our development team who've done it before for clients rather than Parliament. Pulled down all of the data, did some conversion, extraction, various other techniques, and eventually we got into a position where we can interrogate any of the sittings going back 20 years and count words, phrases, and potentially more advanced things like derive the tone, if people are happy, sad, argumentative, angry. So it's quite interesting.
Through the development of a new digital platform, it's essentially allowed for a whole new take on Manx politics, offering an insight into the priorities of the time, as well as themes and trends. See It is a sort of retrospective cultural commentary, with infographics and visualisations of the island's parliamentary records, which for some are seen as quite a barren place of lots of information. Data gold, though, for Joe.
So to actually mine the data now doesn't take that long. And, you know, as someone who's relatively interested in politics, what it allows you to do is skim a large breadth of time, ignore the bits you're not interested in, focus on the bits you are interested in. And that's kind of what we've done. So we've got some ideas, you know, some things are humorous, some things are topical. And at the same time, we've been inviting people to suggest what we could look for.
So, for example, between 1989 and 1990, there was nearly 2,000 instances of laughter recorded in Hansard, as opposed to the measly 200 or so heard in 2019, suggesting that Timwell was a happier place back in the 80s. What else has he got planned with it?
So other people have suggested tracking fossil fuels, so mentions of oil, gas, coal, which we've done, I think, today. The development team have done that. We've also looked at sports. Then we've done some sort of psychological angles on it, like the number of times people have been shocked in Timwell, where they've said, oh, I'm shocked by this. One of the more interesting things is the amount of times someone's mentioned the word problem as opposed to opportunity. And sort of paradoxically, the amount of problems has gone down and the amount of opportunities have gone up. But, you know, the listeners can decide whether that's a reflective of reality or not. I mean, what we're doing has applications in the business world, which is why we know how to do it. So you can imagine a big business like Amazon or a bank who has millions of inquiries coming in. It's very difficult for them to sift through every email, every live chat. So there's technology that you can skim through it and get a bird's eye view of how happy your customers are, whether they're dissatisfied, what the common complaints are. So that same technology we've applied in this instance, where we go back through all of the Hansard and do the same exercise. We've only sort of scratched the surface. The more advanced technologies, which we've not actually let loose yet, where you can extract topics without the system understanding what they are, whether it's Iris or the gas pipeline, it's intelligent enough to realise it's a topic. And then you can extract personality traits from different MHKs, different ministers, which we did dabble with a few years ago with the election. We analysed all the election manifestos in a similar way to get the tone and the consistency of candidates as well.
That's a whole new level of scrutiny, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. And to be honest, it's a reflection of how technology is moving with the times. When you're a business the size of Amazon or Facebook or Netflix, you simply cannot individually scan through correspondence. So you need technology to do that for you, which is what we've done in this case.